Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to the Nipple-Headed Fuck Show, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com and at the Fancy Dan YouTube page and at the DWN Productions Terrible Horror Crap Podcast Facebook page. Joe, a week, another one. How was yours?
I don't know. It's kind of a blur, Tom. Got a lot going on. Busy trying to share this thing we're doing right now. What the fuck? I don't know what I'm doing. I can't share it. But anyway, you know, it's been a week. It's had some mishaps, but hell, I'll deal with them. Yeah. Tom, where did Tom go? Well, I was looking down. He seems to have disappeared. But yeah, today's a day where we're just wearing these silly caps.
Sorry about that. I heard a baby crying, so I had to check the trash.
Ah.
Sorry. My bad, dog. So how was your week? Great. All the equipment's working properly. Everything's running smoothly. It's been nice and warm.
No, it's not. Why? God damn it.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to share this thing, but it's only wanting to share it on its own.
Only wanting to share it on its own.
On the home page, you know?
I do not know. Because I didn't bother sharing it this week, Joe. Because I had to run out and check on that garbage baby. Well, he's doing fine. It's been a year?
It's been shared.
Ah, great.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. Whatever. Get back to it tomorrow and do what I can, which right now is nothing, but we'll see if I can get things fixed up and be back up and running again. We'll see. I don't know.
What do you need, an air fryer?
Yes, an air fryer.
Nice.
To make pizza rolls or something.
Chickums.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, Joe.
Yeah, how about your week, Tom? Things are going great? That's good to hear, man. If anybody deserves things to go great, it's you.
But will they?
No. They will.
No. We'll see tomorrow. It's been like 2.5 weeks, maybe going on 3 weeks now since I went and filed for that fucking building permit. So I'm going to hit them up tomorrow and be like, hey, where are these papers and shit? I paid these people last fucking month. We got to get this shit going. So they're probably going to tell me go fuck myself. It's not approved. And then I'll get my money refunded and have no new workplace. So that fucking sucks. But we'll see tomorrow. And then I guess my old insurance re-enrolled me into the same plan, even though I didn't fucking sign up for it, and because I'm on Lori's now through work. Mm-hmm. Now I gotta go and call them tomorrow. I'm like, why are you charging me for this? I don't give you no money.
How could you do this to me?
Mm-hmm. Then they said, well, now your credit's fucked. I said, okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, having fucked credit goes hand in hand with being a business owner, so yeah, no big deal.
You know what else goes in hand with being a business owner that sells things? Filing the sales tax in your state, Joe. It's due tomorrow, you know.
Is it tomorrow?
No.
I thought it was due
a couple days ago.
Thursday, yeah. Yeah, so
today I pulled a Garcia and found out there's a $54 late fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I still had some paperwork in corpus that needed Juan to send me, and I got him to do that Monday. You know, priority mail should have reached me by Wednesday. Nah, that shit didn't get to me until Friday, so by then it was already too late. So it's like, fuck it. And I didn't feel like doing it this weekend because I had enough headaches. So I'll do it tomorrow.
Will you?
Yeah, because it's going to be $54 or whatever, whether I do it tonight or whether I do it in the middle of next week or whatever, you know?
That's true, Joe. They don't care. They don't care.
Well, if you go another month and it's another like 50-something bucks or more. I don't remember. Yeah. Because I've done never that. Have to, oh. Yeah, I've had to let it go. I think the worst was like 3 months. And yeah, they came to the shop. It's like, hey, you get this paid tomorrow, or we're going to shut you down.
And that's,
they will. They'll like freeze your fucking account and everything. You know, they're fucking, they want their money.
Did you find that out firsthand?
No. I mean, after. I've just heard stories about it happening. To other people. I got it paid the next day.
The rumors are true.
It's like, I was gonna, you know, but yeah. It's just some lady with power, you know, just fucking flexing her muscle. I can go around telling anybody what to do. And she can.
Well, at least it's good to know that she gets smacked around at night.
Yeah.
So. At least there's that.
Yeah, her husband's probably a cop, so.
Fucking bitch.
Take that.
Movies, you like them?
Not this week I didn't. I hardly watched anything, so why don't you lead off?
Joe, this week I didn't watch too much because I've been listening to a lot of music. Because coming up for our 300th episode, we're going to do our top 10 albums. And right now I'm just like, well, shit, does it mean musical albums or just albums in general? So I still got a pretty big list, Joe, but I'll be whittling them all down the next couple weeks. So
I've re-listened to quite a few things myself.
How's that going for you?
There's some albums that I don't like quite as much as I did back in the day. There's some that I find are still like, holy shit, this is a fucking great album. Like, I like everything on here. But yeah, and there's some that like, you know what? Now I only like maybe two songs on this whole album. Maybe. Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've been a lot of that. Like, oh, this isn't that bad and this isn't that good. And hey, I stopped listening to new music a long time ago because this is like all from the same time.
We're both gonna have new. Like old man lists for sure. You know?
Yours be a little older.
Yeah, mine will.
Are you doing multiple albums from the same band?
Well, I mean, I thought about that, but then I would just have this. The list would have been kind of you know all Dio, but. I found a way to break that out because he was in like four different bands. So I'm trying to only pick one from each incarnation, but we'll see how that goes. There's a few that like, hey, both these fucking albums are great. So I don't know.
It's kind of where I'm at too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some bands that I like a lot of their shit, but some of them I'm not as fanatical about them. So with them, it's easier to pick just one, you know, instead of making it like the fucking whatever fan club, you know.
I mean, Boondocks only has so many albums, Joe.
Right.
I know you want to put them all on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, the Billies, they only got a few. Yeah.
We'll see. One more episode, and then we'll get to it. So that'll be something. And then I think we reformat the whole show after 300.
Yeah.
This top 10's getting played out. I think we have to go to like a top 36 with about 17 honorable mentions each week.
Yeah.
So that's how we'll change it up in the future. Just give you more shit. yeah. So a lot of that, I don't think I got to a point yet where it was just like, oh man, I'm surprised that didn't make it. It's really hurting me to cut this one, but I think next week we're getting there.
Yeah, once you start really paring it down.
I think my list is about 25 right now, so I'm going to start, I'll be like, oh, there's no more honorable mentions, you fuck. We'll see. We'll see. But what did I watch, Joe? I watched the, it's not even really a movie. I don't know what the fuck this thing is, but it was released on Paramount Plus, I think. It's Reno 911, The Hunt for QAnon. It's a movie, I think they want to call it. It's not.
What's the runtime on it?
Probably movie length. I just don't think they had a script, Joe. I think there's, let's just try and be funny, and no one was. Patton Oswalt's unfortunately in it, and he gets like a cup full of liquid just thrown in his face. So I laughed at that. I was like, ha, take that, you fuck.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to do to you.
But everything else, it wasn't funny, and it was real fucking cheap looking. Like, real fucking cheap looking. It was supposed to be a set on a cruise ship, but no one was on the boat, because I'm pretty sure they shot it during COVID, and it was shit. The show was pretty good, and I saw the fucking Miami movie in theaters, and that wasn't bad. I think I got the fucking DVD, too, but this new one sucked a fucking ding ding. Mm-mm. Would not recommend.
All right.
Strongly disagree.
I think we talked about this. I never really watched the show. But, I mean, you can't go or do anything without seeing a clip here or there, you know, and there's some, you know, funny clips of it. It's probably something I would have watched. I just never fucking did. I did see Son of the Beach, though.
This shit's great. Uh-huh. I fucking rewatched that a few years back. When I say a few years, you know, time's a funny thing that time. So I want to say I rewatched it in the last decade. It was pretty funny then with old Timothy Bottoms. It was good shit, but I don't know. Don't watch this fucking search for QAnon shit. It was shit, Joe. It was fucking shit.
I watched another movie from the All the Haunts VRs set from our buddies at Severin. Now this one, I can't even fucking pronounce it. It's called Lepterica? I don't know. But it's a vampire werewolf movie from, I don't know, Belarus, maybe? I don't know. It's short. I'll give it that. It's only like a little over an hour long. But it's just about some villagers in Belarus. And somebody keeps killing the miller. That's the guy that grinds fucking wheat to turn into flour. And yeah, it's some kind of creature. So I don't know. This other guy's trying to get married, and they actually wear those shoes that curl up, you know, like elves wear.
No, I thought you were talking about the wooden lesbo shoes.
Well, yeah, I guess they're made of wood, or I don't know, but they just curl up, and it's like, huh, people actually wore those, you know? That's not just some made-up mythological bullshit. There's fucking people that...
Those shoes are real, Joe.
That looked at those kind of shoes and thought, you know what? I want to wear that, you know? Fucking weird. But yeah, this movie's fucking dumb. You know, it's like there's a bumbling group of old men that are trying to deal with the vampire slash werewolf, whatever it is. And it's just like just really shitty comedy. Really shitty comedy. But you know, it's Belarus or wherever the fuck it is. And what do you expect? What do you expect? So far. This box set is 1-1. One I really liked, and this one is just a turd. So we'll see. I
thought you watched more than two.
No, I've only watched it. I didn't watch much of shit this week.
What was it? Eyes of Fire?
Eyes of Fire.
And there was another one, I'm pretty sure, because didn't you say there was a Sleepy Hollow thing on there?
Well, yeah, those are the extras on the discs. They have that. The first one had three short films. This one had two short films. These were like 40 minutes long and they just sucked, and they're like film school things, kind of like that video last time, but these are like full fucking movies and they're just boring. There's nothing to them. It's a good thing that this whole deal is in a box set, because anybody that would have bought this, you know, and hey, the lost classic, probably would have been pissed, you know. That they didn't lose it. They fucking hit it. You know, it sucks. It's bad. Yeah, definitely don't recommend Lip-tri-ric-a-ru-ru-ru-ru, whatever the fuck you say. Or it's short films.
I know this is going to surprise you, but I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, the old... There was a DVD or a VHS at one point. It's got a picture of a chick with teeth, so that pretty much tells you who the vampire wolf person is. You know, you see the cover, it's like, oh, it's that bitch. All right,
fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So would recommend?
I would not recommend this movie at all to anyone. I would recommend you take this disc out of this box set and just toss it
in the bin.
Okay. You know? Which is right next to the torch. So you can, they call a flashlight a torch in England.
You know what they call you in England?
No.
A bloke.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, shit. Joe, I watched a movie that's taking nothing by storm, and it's called The Scary of 61st. And you're saying, Tom, with a name like that, how could this movie not be good?
Right. The Scary of 61st.
Yes.
I like it. I like it.
I thought it had its moments. I wouldn't say I liked it, but
I like the title. I've never seen it. Probably won't. But
so this is a movie that was released by Vinegar Syndrome last month. I think it's under Vinegar Syndrome Pictures or some shit, VSP, whatever the fuck that is. But this is a recent movie, and it's about two dumpy broads move into this apartment building, and it turns out it was owned by Jeffrey Epstein, and he used the building as like a fuck mansion or something like that.
A den?
Yeah, there you go. But it wasn't just little boys, you see. This was an all-inclusive rape house.
Okay. All children are welcome.
Mm-hmm. Come to the house of young fuck. So one of the one of the girls gets possessed by one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. And the other one goes on the hunt with this other girl who was researching this and all the conspiracies and everything like that. So, yeah, it has its moments. It feels like an A24 movie crossed with a trauma movie. If you like weird, low-budget shit, check it out. Everyone else, stay very far away. Very far away. It seems like it's taking the piss out of independent cinema now. It's taking the piss right out of her. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Throwing the piss out the window over there. Yeah. And the acting is pretty bad. A lot of it's pretty bad, but it's funny just how ridiculous this is. Like, they go to the actual building and the fucking one of the girls just starts whacking off like on the steps of the building and shit. And then she rubs her whack off juice on the JE that was like embezzled on the wall or something of the house. They had to know how they have like those little numbers that say the address and shit. Well, this one had fucking JE on it for fucking, I don't know. I was going to say Jeffrey Epstein, but that's really what it's for. I was trying to think of some other JE name, but you know, I couldn't because I'm a wet brained fucking idiot. So then she just wipes her fucking goo juice on the letters and shit. And I mean, it's something. It's, I think in the words of other Joe, that one was something else, and it was. So, I mean, if you're into weird, low-budget shit, then check it out, but everybody else stay very far away. I'll never watch it again until I'm drunk at the halfway to Black Friday sale. Oh, I forgot ordering this as I listen to the 8 commentary tracks. Glug, glug, glug.
Tom, I watched Underbelly, Beneath the World of Porn. This is a documentary, so to speak, on the, I watched it on the Vudu channel, you know, because they got a bunch of free movies with commercials. This isn't even a documentary. This is a guy that had a fucking all access pass to a porn convention, and he just goes around like interviewing whoever's there. And that's about it. That's about it. They, you know, they just talk about how they got into porn and blah, blah, blah. And none of it's interesting. It's very shoddily done. I guess he talks to some names, but nobody I remember, you know, or really care about. It's only like it's only like an hour and 10 minutes long. So it's not even, you know, that, I don't know. It sucked. The guy that's doing the interviews, he's wearing sunglasses like that prick Bono from U2 wears, you know.
That fucking know. Idiot Cyclops.
Yeah. Fucking Scott Summers. Yeah, it's pretty shitty. I mean, there's a lot of documentaries about porn out there, but this one I do not recommend. There's nothing, no insight, no, nothing to it. Nothing to it at all.
They have any good shots of holes in it?
No. I mean, there's some chicks flashing their tits or whatever, but for the most part, they're at a porn convention, so they have to have pasties on and all that shit, you know?
But no holes.
No holes. No pictures of holes or shots of holes or interviews with holes.
I think they interviewed a lot of holes.
Just they did.
What
they
you did. Were saying. But
yeah, but a lot of weird plastic surgery. Like, what the fuck did you do to your face? You know, it's like, That's not attractive at all, but I guess, I don't know. Have you always got a cock in your mouth? But, you know, I don't know.
No. I don't know. I mean, they sell rubber butts, so somebody likes fucking them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever fuck a rubber butt, Joe?
No. I mean, what is one? What's a rubber butt cost anyway? What's the fucking, you know, price range on something like that?
Well, being a gentle fellow who works with silicone, I would assume it's not that cheap. And if it is, you're probably not getting a quality rubber butt.
Yeah, I guess if you want to fuck a rubber butt, you would want quantity.
But, yeah, I mean, depends. Yeah. You might like fat girls, so you got to get a big rubber butt.
Yeah.
Or you like fat gentle fellows, so you got to get a big rubber butt with a small wiener. It's up to you. It's up to you, Joe. You have to find the rubber butt that fits you.
All right.
So come on down to Tom's Rubber Butt Warehouse.
Go try it on in the dressing room.
But wrap it up first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fishbowl full of condoms up at the front. Leave your keys in the bowl and we'll figure it out later. So, Joe, oh, that was what you
that
watched.
That was what I watched, yeah.
That's right. I watched a movie that I said I was going to watch a few months ago, but that thing about time again, I don't know. So it could have been a few years ago. Finally got to sit down and watch the old Midnight Meat Train.
From one of your favorite directors, right? The guy that directed Versus, maybe?
Yes, and Godzilla Final Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stick to Godzilla Final Wars. The bad CG worked in that movie. In this one, it was just kind of distracting because it was not realistic at all. And it was just CG, CG, CG gore. And fucking Robbie the Raccoon, his little relationship, fucking, not subplot, but I guess plot and him not eating meat or whatever. I didn't give a fuck. It was just boring. And, the CG gore took me out of it. And it wasn't for me, Joe. It wasn't for me.
I went and saw this in the theater when it came out. When I lived in Corpus, just looking through the paper, as I used to do, to see what was in the theaters. And, hey, Midnight Meat Train is at the fucking Dollar Cinema. You know? That was its... it got, like, a limited release, but it was limited release to discount theaters, which is fucking odd. Odd way to market or get your film out there. But I liked it. I haven't seen it since. So... I don't know that I would like it now.
Yeah, I think you did. You're the one who brought it up a few months or a year or so ago. You rewatched it, and I was like, yeah, I was thinking about watching that.
And
he was like, yeah, give it a shot. You might like it. And I said, okay, I will.
I just, I remember there's one scene that pulled me out of it. It's like when they're in the subway and they confront each other and it turns into like an action movie, you know, it even has like an action score that starts up, you know, and yeah, that's like, that just changed the whole vibe of the movie at that point.
And they have their little fight on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brooke Shields is in it, right?
No.
I thought she was.
Oh, no, it was Bradley Cooper.
Okay. It wasn't the guy that plays Ant-Man?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That was Tommy Doyle.
Yeah. Well, they're all the same to me.
I understand. Fucking white people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not as fresh for me as it is for you.
Hey, it wasn't fresh for me, son. I think
you said it was certified fresh.
Whatever
the fuck that means.
No, I didn't like it. Sorry. sorry, guys, not for me.
How does it end? I don't remember the ending.
He's the new fucking keeper of the monsters or whatever, the monster feeder.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it ends. No, yeah. How it ends is you just see the back of some guy walking wearing a suit, and then you just see him turn around all cheesy, and it's fucking the guy, Robbie Raccoon, and he just goes, "Tee-hee, I'm the monster keeper now," and then he winks at the camera and it's over. Sucked. Would not recommend. Maybe if you're an asshole.
I finished reading Rainbow in the Dark, the Ronnie James Dio autobiography. And it's okay. Definitely not among the best autobiographies I've read. You know, it's the early stuff he talks about when he's just first getting into music and, you know, being in bands. That was interesting because I didn't know a lot of that shit. But the rest of it's just kind of, okay, you know. It's a quick read, I'll give it that. But it's not something I can recommend to just anybody, you know. If you're a big fan, fuck yeah, you'll read it. But if you're not, it's just like, you can skip it. You'll be fine.
So you being a super fan
or
something. I read it. I read it.
Yeah.
But you pretty much knew everything.
Yeah, I knew a lot of it, yeah. And there's some stuff that he really could have gone into more in depth, but just kind of skims over, you know.
It's good to know, Joe. That's good to know. Yeah. I didn't watch anything else.
All right.
Or read anything else, Joe.
Well, I've read volume 2 of The Champions.
Old Hercules.
Hercules and fucking the Black Widow.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Angel and Dark Star, that Russian chick.
And they're all mutants, so the Sentinels are after him.
Hercules.
No, he's not.
It's I'd say it's among the worst books that Marvel ever put out. That's there's nothing to it. It's just bad. It's purposeless. You know, their whole fucking team, they're wanting to be a superhero for the common man.
The dusty roads of the Marvel universe.
Right. And just Ghost Rider on a team is stupid.
Excuse me. He's pretty good in Thunderbolts when it was Ghost Rider, Agent Venom, Red Hulk, Elektra, and Punisher. That's pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, Punisher on the team. That's fucking stupid, too.
Well, he has a Red Skull.
Ah, the Red Skull. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He goes around wearing a Red Skull t-shirt.
Yeah, other than that, I read Justice League Dark, the first trade paperback for that, and that sucked. That's a book that people were just fucking raving about, and there's nothing to it. And it's just stupid shit. Don't like it. Do not like it.
And I don't like that you called it Justice League Dark and not Justice League Hispanic American. But
there's no Hispanic Americans in it.
Mm-hmm. Should write a letter.
I will.
Okay. Who are you going to write it to?
The Marvel Bullpen Bulletins.
Okay. And they'll print it because that's the competition.
Right, because it'll say Justice League Dark sucks. Agreed.
We don't condone the use of the word dark here at Marvel.
Did I talk about Slugfest last week?
You did.
Okay. All right.
And you said you loved all the little sketches and sketches that were like fucking America's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's what the fuck is that noise? Yeah, that
sounds like it sounds like somebody's cutting down trees.
Like B bees or something. I don't know.
Bunch of spiders crawling all over each other.
Sounds like a Polaroid being taken. Whatever that fucking noise is.
Yeah, it wasn't that, but that's fine. I understand what you're putting down.
You know, I thought that noise was pretty cool in the original movie. I'm fucking sick of hearing it. Yeah, so we're taking again our dive into Texas.
Okay.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning.
Hey, Joe, you ready to do some dumpster diving?
Oh, that was better. That was more thought out. This is the prequel to the last film we discussed. What was that one? Was it just
Texas Chainsaw Massacre
2003. Yeah, because that deserved a prequel, that one.
I thought Arlie Ermey was pretty good in that one.
What'd you think about him this time, Tom?
Not so much.
The younger Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I didn't care for him in this one. It seemed like, you know, somebody saw a Rob Zombie movie. They were just like, hey, let's put a little more class into this fucking thing. And that's kind of what the fuck this is. This is very, very of its time, for
this
sure.
Is this the origin story of the Sawyer. Oh, wait a minute. They're not the Sawyers. What the fuck's their name in this?
We're the Hewitts, Tommy.
The Hewitts. The Hewitts, yeah. So we got the origin of...
Well, there's Jennifer Love and all the others.
Of Leatherface, his birth, and he was just dropped on the floor. Some fat lady just had him and like popped him out, and she died.
And the manager of the slaughterhouse had sex with a pig because he drank at work. And then there was a over-exaggerated birth scene, which I don't think. You know, I think they wanted you to be like, ooh, she had the devil inside of her. Tee-hee, wink. It's not that Leatherface is this deformed, evil baby. It's that he was raised fucked up. It's because he was raised fucked up.
So they found him in the dumpster. Or not a dumpster, it's a trash fucking pile.
It's and a dumpster.
The Hewitts take him home. So was it a dumpster? Did they have dumpsters in 37?
Yeah, and that's where they put all the cow skin or all the cow nut sacks that they didn't grind up into the hot dogs, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, then it's what? It fast forwards to
3 years later.
67. And, you know, Leatherface has been doing all right for him. Tommy, we call him in this movie. Old Tommy's been doing okay. You know, he's went to school. He's got a steady job, you know. But
at the same slaughterhouse he was aborted at.
Yeah, with his dad working up there, still calling the shots in the slaughterhouse. But... fuck it, they're closing the slaughterhouse down. So you got to go, Tom.
Because people just don't eat meat anymore. So they have to, times are hard, and they have to close down this business. It'll probably be around forever and ever. As long as people are around, the food industry will probably, but not in this town. Nope.
So Leatherface, he takes off, but then he comes back and kills him. Kills the fucking owner. It's his first chainsaw kill. Because
that's what they do. They just have bloody chainsaws hanging around the office of a slaughterhouse manager. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You thought those would have been, you know, inventory to be sold.
So the sheriff goes to the Hewitt household to get Arlie Emery and say, hey, man, that fucking adopted kid of yours, Tommy, he did a bad thing. Let's go get him. And their house looks fucking decrepit even in 37. Or, yeah, it's supposed to be 1937.
1837.
Who knows what fucking year this is. But the house still looks like shit the first time they showed it. It looks like shit now. They go get him. And Arlie Emery.
Who?
Arlie Emery, whatever. Shoots the cop Emery board. And takes his uniform, and that's how he becomes sheriff. So that's the origin of him.
He stole a dead man's clothes.
Yeah. And then...
You know how they say when you die, you piss and shit your pants?
That's what they say.
And he put some old piss and shitty pants on from some other man and probably got a UTI.
Maybe.
And that's why he went crazy. So he got a brain infection.
Yeah. And then they figure, hey, we'll start eating people. We'll never go hungry again. And that's origin of how they became cannibals.
We don't want to move. So let's eat fucking people driving through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Now let's fast forward to some people driving. Got two brothers that are gonna go and like head off to Vietnam. But one doesn't want to; he wants to burn his fucking draft card.
And he does.
He does
only a little bit because these were made out of fire retardant plastics or something.
Okay. But then they cross paths with them old Hewitts.
First, they cross paths with bikers.
Bikers at a convenience store run by the Hewitts.
It's a nice establishment.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The rest of the movie, I'm kind of tuning out. You know, occasionally glancing up. What's going on now? Oh, who gives a fuck? Oh, Arlie Emery's jumping on this guy's back. Oh, okay. They're making some soup or something. Oh. Okay, they're going to cut this guy's legs off. Oh, okay. Yeah, this movie's just dumb. It's fucking dumb and boring. And like you said, it's very much of its time. It looks very much like a movie of its time. We get the origin of Leatherface putting on a leather face, so to speak. Because before that, he's just wearing like a half mask. You know, like a Hannibal Lecter type shit.
An old football player.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know. This is not good, Tom. Not good.
Yeah, this is like, oh, shit. The Devil's Rejects did pretty well for a demographic. Let's do a movie like that. But not as vulgar. We got to have a little class. We're New Line Cinema, okay? Yeah, not good. I was dumb, I guess. I think I used to like this movie. Thought it was all right. It's not. I'll give you this, though. I've used that next slit at least 3 or 4 times and stuff that I've worked on. So that's a very good gag to pull off. They show how to do it on the bonus materials on the DVD. So, I mean, that was good. So, I'm glad the movie exists so I can rip off that gag. But other than that, no. I don't like you, Mr. Movies.
No, I don't. I don't either. So, I guess next we're going 3D, right? And this one, what, 2013? That's when that one came out? I don't know. But, yeah, like, Beginnings, I saw it in the theater.
So did I. Saw
this fucking, the next one we're going to watch, I saw it in the theater. I don't know why I kept doing that shit to myself. I didn't like this one when I first saw it. I didn't like the next one we're gonna see when I first saw it. I'm sure that hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's hard to say that the next one is the worst one, because the one after it is a big time piece of shit. And the one after that, probably going to be a big time piece of shit.
I think so too. Just the stills that I've seen from it. Oh man, this looks fucking
poster horrible. Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's another, hey, we got some bunny to burn. Let's see if, you know, these rubes will fucking eat this up. I don't know. Some will. Some will. Some will say it's fucking great. But I don't know. It's like we've said before on a lot of this other shit. Some people just are in love with a franchise and don't see when something's bad.
And others are just in love with the cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
As for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning, any okay shit they had in the remake, it was gone. It was gone in this movie, and it's doesn't hold up. It sucks. And Joe, I just really didn't care for it.
It did have one scene that kind of made me giggle, is where the guy pushes the table and pushes the fat lady at the table up against the door. Because it's just stupid. This is a stupid little fucking scene.
Yeah. excuse me. I know that late. I don't know if she's still alive. I would think maybe not with, you know, how large she was and the health problems that come along with it. But I know that she lived in Katy, because she was on the news a couple times when these two movies were released. Like, oh, meet the local celebrity from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then it was just this giant lady. Oh, you know, I was in this movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think she's alive, because somebody would have dragged her out for a convention or something.
I don't know. You might be able to see her for the Houston Horrific Festival of Fright Films coming this July.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Joe. You like Spider-Man's? You ready to swing into action?
Well, we're not going to get much action this issue, Tom. This is a day in the life. And this is an issue about things turning up. Looking good for Spider-Man's, you know. Gwen Stacy's back, and, you know, he decides, I'm going to pop the question to her. But first, I need a job. You know, because he can't work with Osborn anymore.
I'll even take a part-time job.
So he goes to the Bugle, demands a job, and he gets it. Fuck, things are looking good for him. I said, hey, why don't you go to the prison, because there's a riot there. Go get us some pics of that. And, you know, Stan Lee, he probably forgot that he did a prison riot story already just, you know, maybe 12 issues back or so. So, but one thing he didn't forget is social commentary, Tom. Because that's it. These prisoners, they think they're rioting because they want
Stan Lee and his social commentary. You know, Tom. Yeah, I do. All the prisoners are black. That fucking Stan Lee. That's his idea of social commentary.
Yeah, the guy's fucking dumb. Yeah. And then Spider-Man goes on Johnny Carson. And talks about prisoners and how they need better conditions and everything. And that's it. That's the fucking
issue. Here's my prison friend, Jamal. Hey, Jamal, tell them all about your time in prison.
Yeah, this is a dumb fucking issue.
Yeah, most of them have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's a little dumber. You know, Gil Kane... Not one good panel in this thing.
Well, at least Spider-Man didn't have to spend any money. And yeah. What-their-nuts did what she should have been doing the whole time, and that's making his fucking dinner.
Made his dinner. Yeah.
The end.
And it ends on that happy note. Hey, she made his dinner.
see you in issue 100, you fucking next idiots. Week.
Fuck yeah, it's 100. Issue 100. Spider-Man's.
Can't wait, Joe. Can't wait. We got
maybe issue the enforcers 100 will be of back.
Spider-Man. We got fucking Do Your Thing, cuz. Sure, there's going to be a bunch of fucking movies I don't give a fuck about. Can't wait till next week. Can't fucking wait. Hey, Joe, you like lists? We already did.
Did we? Well, fuck. All right. Yeah, I guess. I like this one so much I didn't even number it.
Well, this is our favorite movies starring Courtney Love. Joe, yes. While you're doing that, I will give my honorable mentions. Again, I have Tyler Perry's Acrimony. If you like to drink and watch dog shit, this is a fucking good one. I would recommend it once again. And then I have a movie that was not on my list the last time we did that one. And that is Steel and Lace. And then I have The Coneheads. And then I have Shaft, the remake with Samuel L. Jackson. He made both of our list of penis-shaped actors last week. And then I have Grigsby Bear. There's not an actual court scene in it, but in between the time when young Grigsby got rescued and he went to see his papa in jail, I'm sure there was a court scene in between there that happened that we just didn't see. So those are my honorable mentions for Courtney Gaines movies.
Well, I have, for the honorable mentions, Carlito's Way, because it starts out, he's in court, getting released from prison. Then I have Miracle on 34th Street. Santa's in court, trying to prove that he's Santa. Then I have Night Falls on Manhattan, because this is one of the few movies that shows a courtroom as it actually looks like. All these fucking courtroom movies, they have these like big fucking old buildings and, you know, with fucking giant windows. They look all Southern and shit. I've been to court several times. They don't look like that. Then I have Breaker Morant. This is a British or Australian, I don't know. But you got some soldiers on trial here. And they execute them at the end. Spoiler alert. Then I have Up in Smoke. Because Cheech and Chong are in court, but they get their case dismissed because the judge was drinking fucking vodka, man.
Those were Joe's honorable mentions. Well, Joe, my number 10 in this one, a gentle fellow fucks his own rubber butt. And that is Wishmaster 2.
At my number 10, I have The Rainmaker. This is Danny DeVito is a lawyer in this. And I think Matt Damon's in it too, maybe. I don't know. The Rainmaker.
My number 9, the Bokeem Woodbine classic, Freeway, starring your favorite and mine, the Shocker, the second Shocker, from Spider-Man, Vulture's Home.
My number 9 is Cape Fear, the original one. They sent this guy to prison. And even though he deserved it, they sent him for the wrong reasons.
My number 8 is the Larry Miller classic, Pros and Cons. If you've never seen this movie, check it out. It's good stuff.
I have not seen this movie.
You should check it out because you're a big Tommy Davison fan, so I think you'll love it.
Meteor Man is great.
Mm. In Living Colors. Mm-hmm. Number seven.
But I'm going to give you number eight first for that. Is The Devil's Advocate. Keanu Reeves is a young lawyer. Goes to work for the devil.
Joe, look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. You're a family man. A family man! Good stuff.
That's pretty good, Danny DeVito.
Thank you. Wah, 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 wah. Number seven, I have a movie starring an actor of questionable gender. And this is a recent one we talked about. And that is Alley Cat. He goes to court in this one, Joe, for smuggling melons across the border.
At number seven, I have My Cousin Vinny. It's about an Italian that wants to be a lawyer.
And all he has to do is change religions. And he's shooing. But he doesn't do it. He just makes meatballs instead. Joe, my number six. My number six is for jerking off. And that's 10 to Midnight. Co-starring an AccuJack or a VacuJack.
At number six, I have To Kill a Mockingbird. You might have had to read that in school, but maybe didn't. I don't know.
Joe, my number five. He's judge, jury, and executioner. He's also bad. Big and bad. They call him Boss. Boss Radio Edit. Black man in a white man's town. He's got trouble. Cause he's bad. Big and bad. They call him Boss. Well, hey, Joe, what's yours?
Number five, I have Anatomy of a Murder. This is that Jimmy Stewart guy. Hey there, Tom. The guy that talks like that, Tom. He's a lawyer defending the guy that maybe murdered his wife, but maybe didn't.
I'm just glad to know that if we ever fucking get the green light for the Mad Monster Party remake, you're ready to step in for Fenton or whatever the fuck character. Jimmy Stewart, the old soda jerk. The old soda jerking off. Number four. I have a musical, Joe, but not just any musical. I have Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning, the musical, starring Trey Parker. It's good stuff. Would recommend. Number three.
Well, I'm going to give you number four first.
Okay.
And that is Alley Cat.
Because
Alley Cat and her tits go to court.
Number three, I have Paddington 2. Because Paddington was set the fuck up, G. And now he's doing time. Hard time. They fucked that little bear, Joe, right in his fucking furry rubber butt.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's a children's movie, family film. They show this poor bear getting molested by a man with hairier knuckles and Paddingtons.
Well, I guess it's a cautionary tale.
It is. Wrap it up, or you're going to have some real weird half baby, half prisoner children. That
yeah. Gonna have trying to warn people dumpster. Against cellmate danger.
Mm. Hey, play safe, guys.
I have dead presidents. Martin Sheen's judge. They throw a chair at him.
Joe, my number two is the Frighteners. Because he's the motherfucking judge.
He is a judge. Yes.
Yes.
My number two is Find Me Guilty. One of the few good movies that Vin Diesel was in. Yeah, this is pretty much a whole fucking movie, a courtroom thing. And it's good. It's a fun movie.
My number one is Jack Frost. There's a quick little clip of him walking down the steps of the courthouse. He says, "Take a long look at me." So I figure that counted. Jack Frost.
Should have doused him with antifreeze then and there. I've got Star Trek IV, The Undiscovered Country. And this one, Tom, Kirk and McCoy are sentenced to life on a frozen planet. Or is it Star Trek VI? I think it's VI.
One of them.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Fuck it.
Yep. Join us next week, everybody, when we talk about our favorite commercials. Can't wait, Joe. Can't wait. That one with the fucking chihuahua talking to fucking 97 Godzilla for Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. So good. So good. Can't wait to bring it up again next week. You remember Bud Wise or classic. Yeah. Classic.
I remember that super party animal, Spuds McKenzie. But he did mascots before.
So everybody, head on over to FastCustomShirts.com and buy a Boy Gob shirt. All you got to do, head on over there, type Boy Gob in the search bar, and pick up a fucking shirt. You're watching or listening to this garbage. You might as well look like trash too and get one of those fucking shirts. So head on over to FastCustomShirts.com, get a Boy Gob shirt, and while you're there, look at the literal thousands of other fucking designs that are there. Most for $12.50 plus shipping. And then you can head on over to DWNProductions.net and
check
buy
out
everything.
The slew of masks. Get a movie. Get an album. Get all kinds.
Get an album.
If you want a customized rubber butt made, send Tom an email. He'll see.
Come with that money, though, because like I said, rubber butts don't pay for themselves.
They don't. They don't. But you want quality. Remember that. Quality.
Hey, if you're of age, I'll mold your hole so you can have your buddy's hole in your rubber butt and go to town on it with your cock or your tongue. It's whatever you want to do with it. I won't be present.
Hey, you do you, as they say.
Yes.
Literally, in that regard. I don't know. I wish you'd go fuck.
Yeah. If you want a little Wishmaster 2 action.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to mold a guy's ass. You know, there's some shit you can say and be funny and stuff, but realistically, guys, don't hit me up and say, "Will you mold my hairy rump so I can go fuck myself?" I don't think so.
Shake, baby, shake, baby.
So everybody, before you hit me up, shave your fucking ass, wax your crack, and then maybe we'll fucking talk. But until then, you guys try and have the best fucking week you can. Oh, hey, I was going to start fucking a brand new segment, Joe. It's shout out and questions from the audience, because you know how we neglect the comment. Well, I don't, but you always neglect the comment section.
I try to wave to the comment section.
So do you want to run through those comments and give shouts out, Joe? And if there's any questions, we will go to them after you shout them out or in order.
Okay.
See how this one
right
works.
Right now, or we're doing that next
right
week?
Now. No, right now.
Right now. Okay.
Might as well. We're here, Joe. We might as well do it.
Okay.
Hey, if you'd like to get shout out, join the chat on Fancy Dan YouTube page or the fucking DWN Facebook page or the podcast Facebook page.
Shout out to Jesse Reese. Ding, ding. Shout out. It's Jake Taft. Shout out to Richard Tucker. And Richard Tucker wants to know, there was pig sex?
Dick Tucker, there sure was.
And another question, this time from Jake Taft. Right now, how much cheese is too much cheese?
What kind of cheese and what are you putting it on?
But probably I guess the rubber butts you're going to make them.
Oh, no. I would use Earl. Don't use cheese. Use cooking oil, Earl.
Okay, so the Cheese Whiz isn't going to work.
No, that'll probably stink and burn the penis hole.
Mm. Sound advice. Sound advice from one who knows.
So head on over to DWNProductions.net. Fast Custom. Hey, Joe, why don't you just shout this last guy out, if you would, please. The YouTube bots are back, and we are fucking out of here. Try it out. I think that's the
director of Leptrica.
Hey, boy, God.